Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana, located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana. The atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof, what's up, Tony? You see what it made me do, right?
It's okay, I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends.
Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchez, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. With an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT. We're super excited as we continue to celebrate African American History Month. You know, if you were listening to the OPT last week, that we were joined by Dr. Maya Angelou, and this morning we are joined by another phenomenal woman. She is a senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, the advisor to President Barack Obama. Advisor Jarrett, good morning and welcome again to the OPT.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you this morning.
Absolutely. As we look at your life, Ms. Jarrett, and we look at all of the things that you have been able to accomplish, you come from a long line of firsts, with your father being a first, your grandfather being a first, your father being the first doctor to be a resident at St. Luke's Hospital, and to receive tenure at the Department of University of Chicago. But having achieved all that, not being able to go in through the front door, talk about what those firsts have meant in your life.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm very fortunate in that I had two parents who were trailblazers and adventuresome spirits, and who had also been raised by parents who taught them that, look, you're going to have to work twice as hard as everybody else, and you may fall short of your ultimate goal, but if you really buckle down, you'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. And I think their parents also taught them to be brave and to be courageous and to stand up for yourself and to really focus on education. And I think that the gift that my parents gave me was making education a real priority in my life and encouraging me, even in those days in high school when I was losing interest in my studies, to stay focused, and encouraging me to go on to law school and college and to really always try to do my very best. And so I think because of my parents and my grandparents and the challenges that they faced, I always felt that I had things pretty easy. And so there were no excuses to not doing my very best. And I think that that also reflects in the president, because he had a family that believed in him. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows his story. He grew up with very modest means, but again, families that believed in education and believed in hard work and believed in big dreams. Mm-hmm. And so I think part of where we connected 20 years ago was around that basic philosophy that if we really worked hard and were true to our values and our ideals, that we could accomplish a great deal.
And so at this point in your life, I mean, with all the hard work and all the, you know, all the whole journey, did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would sit here today in 2012 being the advisor, the senior advisor, the most, many, many reports say the most trusted, the person with the president's ear? Could you ever have fathomed that that would have happened?
Absolutely not. And there isn't a day that goes by that I don't pinch myself. Every morning when we drive through the gates of the White House, I go, I cannot believe I actually have the unbelievable honor of working here and serving this particular president, who I have known so long and who I believe so deeply is just the leader that our country needs as we go through very challenging times.
Mm-hmm. And so what does that, can you give us, do you have the adjectives to tell us what that feels like, especially at this moment in history? What does that feel like, going through those gates every day, serving the first African-American president and being the senior advisor? What does that feel like?
Well, it's a very humbling experience, and yet also such an incredible honor. And I tell you, I met amazing people along the campaign trail, but I always talk about this one African-American elevator operator who we met in Texas during the campaign. And we were leaving a hotel one morning, and he had taken us up and down each day, and he said he wanted to give the president something. Well, he gave the president his military badge.
Wow.
And if you can imagine, at first the president didn't want to accept it, and he said, oh, no, I couldn't take anything like this. And this gentleman said to him, I've carried this badge for 40 years.
Wow.
And it has, you know, protected me, and it has enabled me to have the courage to have a humble job and provide for my family and the strength. And Mr. Senator Obama, at that point, he was, I want you to take this badge, and it'll give you strength, too. And I tell you, it was such a moving experience for us both. And so every morning, every single morning for the last 3 years when I come through the gates, I think about him, and I say, do something that will make him proud of us. And
wow,
that's what really gives me the energy going through some tough times. But the times that we have here in Washington are nothing compared to the challenges that people around our country have, mm-hmm, and whose lives we want to make better.
Absolutely. Now, being a woman in the position that you're in, you know, we have dubbed this month not only Valentine's Day, but this month and every day, a day of a month, a year of loving yourself. And I,
yes,
want you to speak to young women and young girls about what that means and the power that they have within to be the next senior advisor or to be whatever it is, mm-hmm, that their hearts desire.
Well, it's a very good question. And one of my responsibilities that I am most proud of is chairing the White House Council on Women and Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me the opportunity to work with every agency in the federal government, because the president directed us, our mandate for the council is to do whatever we can to improve the quality of life for women and girls. And I'm particularly passionate about young girls.
Mm-hmm.
I have a daughter, and I, you know, watched her go through school. She's older now. She's 26. But I think about just how vulnerable and fragile our young girls can be, and how if they believe in themselves,
mm-hmm,
and I know Dr. Jones is there, if they take care of their bodies and respect their,
mm-hmm,
bodies, then they really will position themselves so well for the future. And I think oftentimes, take something like science and technology and engineering and math, the fields,
mm-hmm,
of the future, those,
mm-hmm,
are where the great jobs are going to be. Oftentimes, young girls shy away from going into those fields of study.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what we're doing here at the White House is encouraging young girls and encouraging companies to develop mentorship programs. If they can just get a spark in their eyes and see the potential, then they can capture them and develop a passion. Ursula Burns, who's the CEO of Xerox Corporation,
mm-hmm,
incredible African-American,
mm-hmm,
leader, started at Xerox because she had an offer very early on as an intern and,
mm-hmm,
got into the company, and the rest is history. And that can happen to any young girl. And I think so often they don't know what the possibilities are.
Mm-hmm.
On the health... You know,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say on the... So that's kind of the believing in themselves and working hard in the education piece and how important that education is if they want to compete. We have initiatives where we're working with employers to create flexible work environments so that women and men have the flexibility to have a full life with their families as well as work. And we have studies that show that flexible workplaces actually lead to greater productivity in the workplace. But I also wanted to mention, because I know you have Dr. Jones here, the Affordable Care Act and how important this act is for women. All across our country, insurance companies have been discriminating against women,
mm-hmm,
for pre-existing conditions such as being pregnant,
mm-hmm,
or having had a miscarriage, let alone having a serious illness.
Mm-hmm.
And now, not only do our insurance companies prohibited from discriminating, they have to give women the same premiums as men. Young women often were paying extraordinarily more for their insurance than men just because they consider them higher risk. They can't do that anymore. They can also get the very important preventive care services that they need, screenings such as mammograms,
mm-hmm,
without a copay. And so many women, so many men too, don't go into their doctors for those regular checkups,
mm-hmm,
because they don't want to pay the out-of-pocket costs.
Right.
Now that preventive care, you don't have to pay. And so there's no more excuses, anyone in your listening audience, to not making sure that you take your own health as a first priority. You've got to take care of your body.
Advisor,
you can't take care of anyone else.
Advisor Jarrett, you must be reading Dr. Jones's mind.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, Ms. Jarrett, I was telling Colette when we were off before you came on that one of the questions I wanted to ask was about the act and how is it coming, because we're looking at insuring 42 million people in America who don't have any insurance, especially what you just said about the women who now can get these preventative studies done to hopefully detect diseases early.
It is a landmark change in our health care for the better. You're right. All of these folks who never had insurance before will be insured. Insurance companies cannot discriminate against people already. Children with pre-existing conditions cannot be discriminated against. They have to be covered. They can't have lifetime caps. People who have chronic illnesses over a lifetime often run out of insurance over the course of their life. Insurance companies can't do that anymore. 2.5 million young people are on their parents' insurance because under the Affordable Care Act, you can stay on your parents' insurance until you turn 26. My own daughter, when she finished law school, had a gap between school and when she started work. So I was able to put her on my insurance. And with so many young people finishing school today and having a hard time finding a job, they don't have insurance. Well, they have to have insurance. You know, young people sometimes think that they're infallible and nothing will happen to them. Things happen. And so having that insurance is so vitally important. And that's thanks to President Obama's leadership on the Affordable Care Act.
Absolutely. Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, we want to thank you so much for taking time out of what we can only imagine is a busy, busy schedule. We would love to have you back anytime.
I would be delighted so much to come back. And Dr. Jones, it was a pleasure to hear from you as well. So please do invite me back, Carlos.
Absolutely. You got that. Senior Advisor Valerie Jarrett, the advisor to President Barack Obama. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network. Things are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana, located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana. The atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. Let me just introduce you to an incredible woman. Regina M. Benjamin, MD, MBA, is the 18th
Surgeon General of the United States. As America's doctor, she provides the public with the best scientific information available on how to improve their health and the health of the nation. Dr. Benjamin is also oversees the operational command of 6,500 uniformed public officers who serve in locations around the world to promote and protect the health of the American public. Dr. Benjamin has a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry from Xavier University in New Orleans, an MD degree from the University of Alabama at Birmingham, and an MBA from Tulane University in New Orleans. She attended Morehouse School of Medicine and completed her family medicine residency in Macon, Georgia. Dr. Benjamin is also the recipient of, get this, 17 honorary degrees. Even more than that, she was named by Time Magazine as one of the nation's 50 future leaders age 40 and under. She was featured in the 1995 New York Times article, Angel in a White Coat, in the December 1999 cover of Clarity Magazine, and in the 2002 People Magazine article, Always on Call. And she was featured back in January of 2003 on the cover of Reader's Digest as one of the national publication's everyday heroes. She's also named Person of the Week on ABC World News Tonight with Peter Jennings, and the Woman of the Year by CBS This Morning. This is only just a few. These are only just a few of the accolades that she has attained over her career. We are pleased and more than honored to welcome the 18th Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Regina Benjamin, to the OPT Network. Dr. Benjamin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
I mean, my goodness, you have accomplished so much, and you're still very, very young, but we've got to ask you, what was it like when, at that moment, you get the call from the President of the United States of America or whomever calls you and says, you're going to be the 18th Surgeon General of the United States of America? Can you even quantify what that feels like?
Well, for me, it was a little different because when I got the call, I thought they were asking me to nominate some people because I served on so many amazing things. And so I wasn't, actually, I wasn't really interested because, as you know, we had just gone through Katrina, mm-hmm. trying to rebuild my clinic in Biolabacter, and being in solo practice, I had no intentions of leaving. And so they convinced me to at least talk about it. So we set up a couple of calls, and after a few conversations, and I talked to my patients, and they were supportive. It just moved ahead, and I agreed. When the president asks you to serve your country, you have the opportunity to make a difference. You just can't say no.
I can't even believe that you even thought about saying no. And what a lot of people, Dr. Benjamin, may or may not know is that in your early days, you founded a rural clinic in Alabama, which you kept in operation despite the damage and the destruction that was inflicted by hurricanes, not only Hurricanes George, but Katrina as well. And so you were instrumental in that. And so there was a moment that you felt like maybe you just needed to stay in Alabama and take care of your patients.
Yeah, patients come first. And even in this job, that's what I, my philosophy is that trying to, as Surgeon General, wanting to make a more healthy and fit nation, one patient at a time.
Mm-hmm.
This gives me the opportunity now to have more patients than I did in Biolabacter. In fact, I have 300 million Americans is now my new patient.
That is a huge responsibility to take on anybody's shoulders. But one of the things that you're doing and that you're very passionate about is preventing tobacco use among youth and young adults. Let's talk about the report that came out back in March of this year.
Okay, before we get on to that, though, you were talking about heart disease and Women's Heart Month. I just want to mention the fact that it is so important, particularly for women, that we pay attention to those signs and symptoms. My mother had her first heart attack before she was 40, and to this day she thinks it was gas.
Well, you know what, Dr. Benjamin? Dr. Jones and I, and as well as Dr. Oz, we try to talk about that all the time because there are so many women that refuse to take care of themselves, and it continues to be an issue that we can't overlook.
And also, I want to just take a minute to thank my Delta Sigma Theta sorority sisters for helping with Heart Month, as well as all the other sororities and fraternities out there that's been helping, because it really is important to get that word out.
Absolutely. And you know, as you say that, Dr. Benjamin, not only Delta Sigma Theta, but we want to encourage all sororities to get involved in this movement. And I, too, have a mother with heart disease. And so we're even more passionate about women understanding what the symptoms are, understanding how to take care of themselves, but most importantly, understanding how to get treated and how to go in and articulate these issues and these symptoms to their doctors.
That's right. And the sororities have been very supportive, a.k.a. Sigma, everybody's been really good, and I really applaud them and thank them for helping us with that. You had asked about the tobacco. As you know, tobacco has been a problem for years, and every Surgeon General has talked about trying to decrease and stop people from smoking. It saves lives. But I had a report that we just released a couple of months ago on tobacco in youth and young adults.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, 1,200 Americans die from smoking.
Mm-hmm.
One of those deaths is being replaced by two young smokers.
Mm.
We call them replacement smokers. 90% of all smokers start before the age of 18, and 99% start before they're age 26. So if we could just get our young people not to smoke until age 26, they have a less than 1% chance of ever starting. And I believe we can make our next generation tobacco-free.
You know, Dr. Benjamin, I read that report, and it was saying that 300,000 children are smoking in middle school, and I think it was 3 million by the time you get to high school. It seems from that report that we need to be starting back at elementary school to get the kids not to smoke in the first place, because once they get addicted, they're caught.
You're absolutely right, and the kids, we are engaging the kids themselves to help us to become ambassadors, and they're doing a great job. But right there in Louisiana, we have high numbers, much higher than national averages in the middle school and the high schools. The other group is the young adults. You know, it's against the law to advertise to youth, 18 and under. We're seeing a striking increase in the number of young adults, 18 to 25. These are our college-age kids. These are our kids who we would think would know better, but that's where we're seeing the biggest rise in those young adults. That's why we focused on not only young people but also young adults. Every single day, marketing to this group of people on tobacco products, over $1 million an hour is spent.
We were just talking about that. Over $1 million an hour. And Dr. Jones, you said you added that up, and that totaled up to what?
I did the math on it. It's like $8.7 billion a year. It was amazing.
The actual number is $27 million a day.
God! It's more than $8.7 billion.
Wow.
So it's a lot of marketing. It's a lot of not just advertising. It's product placement. It's putting these products in front of kids, making the price point very low on them so that they can. Kids in Boston, we had something called a Kick Butts Day, and they showed me some of the things that were being done. A pack of mints, for example, looks just like the new products that they have. They call them Orbs and some of these other things, where they're smokeless tobacco and what we call spitless tobacco. You know, when you go to the dentist and you put this little water thing in your mouth to keep you from your saliva from building up, they make those with nicotine in them now.
Wow.
And the kids can use them at home and at school, and the parents and the teachers don't even know they have them. Wow. But they're just as addicting because they have nicotine in them.
And I know one of the other things that you're doing, and this is huge, Dr. Benjamin, and as you said, Louisiana is, again, we're off the charts, even in this issue on youth and tobacco. And this is why we thank you for spending the time, because it's so important. It is a critical message. But we know that you've got a video campaign and contest that you've also been working on. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that was fun, because when we released the report, we had some young people there and some kids, and I've been working with a lot of young kids, and we wanted to get them involved. So we made a companion piece to our report, which is a consumer piece, kind of targeted to the young people, and they used that companion piece. We had a contest for them to make their own video. Mm-hmm. That video contest is called Tobacco, I'm Not Buying It.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we released the winners of the contest. What they did was they made a video. They sent it in as a contestant. There was a panel of experts that judged them. They then put them up on YouTube and had people vote on them. And so yesterday we had a Twitter chat where we released the winners, and some of them are really cute, and I would encourage you to go online and see them, and particularly young people to look at them. They mm-hmm. can go online under YouTube, Surgeon General's video contest on YouTube, and see all of these. And we'll be playing them. We will be sending them out. One kid from Bradenton had, you know, it's a group, actually, of young African-American guys who said, Tobacco, I'm Not Buying It, rap. And it's a cute little rapping dance-type catchy video where they're talking about why you shouldn't smoke and why they don't. There's another one that says, We Deserve Our Chance to Live Our Dreams by a young Taylor Blackwell. And another runner-up was It's Just Not Worth It. They're funny. They're good, mm-hmm. they're, but mm-hmm. very important. And they use the things from our report, and they emphasize those important things about how tobacco kills.
And Dr. Benjamin, how much did it warm your heart to see so many young people get interactive and get involved with this movement?
It's been amazing. That Kick Butts Day in Boston, we had almost 500-600 students that came to the Capitol that day. In North Carolina, I talked to some kids there, and they descended on their Capitol. Their congressman that was going to, or their legislators were going to see them. They thought they were going to see about 40 or 50 kids. It was several hundred that showed up. And these are middle school and mm-hmm. high school kids who are out there making a difference, because that's who the kids are going to listen to. They're not going to listen to us,
that's
old
right.
people. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're going to listen to each other. And they're seeing how this marketing is targeting them.
Mm-hmm.
Our video, I started out with our video called Destiny. It's a PSA, so if anyone wants to play it, it's on our website, surgeongeneral.gov. Mm-hmm. And it basically has some young people in it and saying you basically end up in the graveyard. At a certain age, they started smoking. At a certain age, they lost their certain things. They lost their breathing. Certain mm-hmm. by the time they were going to be 30, they would have lost their legs. And it's brief, it's a 30-second video.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are engaging kids, and kids are having their own way of showing us how to get to each other.
So Dr. Benjamin, with all that said, and we know that this is not a quick fix, and we've been talking about it now, Dr. Jones, for probably years. I mean, since the inception of the show, we've been talking about it, and we have really been trying to be the change that we want to see. And this report is just... it's another statistic, it's another fact that we all have to face. What is the most important thing that you hope that Americans will walk away with from this report?
Well, we've had another report that was out last year that showed how tobacco smoke kills
mm-hmm.
and the science behind it, and that's been taken off. And you may have seen some of the ads that were... the first time we've had a paid advertisement campaign, CDC has a paid advertisement. That one is focused towards adults who already smoke, and it shows what smoking has done to them. So we hope that that'll get to the current smokers.
Mm-hmm.
This particular report is aimed at these young people and young adults, and the idea is to have them never start in the first place,
mm-hmm.
never even begin. And so when we talk about all the things we've been talking about for the last 50 years, in fact, it was 50 years since the Surgeon General's warning was put on
right.
Package. It'll be 50 years. It's 48 years now. It's
right.
Soon to be. But we tend to think we've done well. We have done well, but now the focus is on this new generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Dr. Benjamin, with you saying it, I remember when that insert came on those cigarette packages back in 1964 about the Surgeon General and how cigarette smoke can be harmful to your health. Where are we now with these new marketing aspects they want to do by putting the pictures on the side of cigarette packs about lung cancer, or COPD, or that type of marketing.
About, I guess it was about 2.5 years ago, the Congress passed legislation allowing the FDA to now regulate tobacco as a drug. And so that gave us a big boost. And a number of the things you're speaking of regulating this packaging, that's going to come under FDA. And those are now in the process of going through the process of rulemaking, and as soon as they get through that rulemaking process, we'll have some answers. The packaging, on the other hand, though, has been challenged in court, and so we're waiting to see what the courts come out with that.
Dr. Benjamin, we want to thank you so very much, because we know that you're so pressed for time. Dr. Jones, you had a final thought?
Yeah, no, I was just going to tell you, the marketing, when you say that old marketing for the tobacco cigarettes for ladies, that you've come a long way, baby. And when I give my talks to the ladies, I would say, you certainly have, because now lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer in ladies. What do you tell the young ladies, Dr. Benjamin, with regards to them cigarette smoking and thinking, I'm going to cigarette smoke, I'm going to stay small, and actually in your report is now saying that's not really true?
No, and about this report, too, the report is 800 pages long. It's was 130 scientists that put this together. So every one of these little statements that I make, they're backed by science.
Mm-hmm.
And so the statement, the fact that it does not help you lose weight or stay small, is scientifically proven. So that it's okay. You can lose weight and end up in a casket. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can lose so much weight that you'll be dead.
Right.
That's not going to help you. And when I talk to women, and particularly young girls, about smoking, it makes your skin wrinkle, mm-hmm. and it makes it tough, and it's not attractive. And so when you start looking at a smoker versus a non-smoker and the difference in the way they look, that's not very appealing to anyone.
Absolutely. Dr. Benjamin, final words about what you hope to see happen with this new report.
I hope that we can make our next generation tobacco-free. If we can get them not to smoke prior to age 26, we have beat this entire tobacco problem that we've had for years.
Absolutely. Dr. Benjamin, we know, just from trying to get your schedule in line, we know how very busy you are, but we want to thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network.
Thank you so much for helping us get this important public health message out.
Absolutely. Dr. Benjamin, you are welcome back anytime. Louisiana needs these conversations, and we need more of them, and the statistics bear that out.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. You're on point, but we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops. And then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home, for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a Med-Surg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Join thousands as we celebrate the 2012 18th Annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival in Natchez, Louisiana. Located 9 miles south of Natchitoches, Louisiana, the atmosphere will be electrifying with live music, live band, food, and activities for the entire family. Come join this year's festival, absolutely free and open to Central Louisiana and surrounding areas. The parade leads the festival, and the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the United Missionary Baptist Church on Highway 1 South. This year's 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival comes alive with the rededication of the Natchez Pecan Park, all happening June 23rd. Vendor booths are available, and for more information, you can contact Monique Sarpy at 318-332-8264. The 18th annual Natchez, Louisiana Heritage Festival, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminator is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, we are joined by author, activist, speaker, Lily Ledbetter. And in 1998, for those of you who don't know, Lily Ledbetter stood up when she discovered she was earning 20% less than her male colleagues for the same work. Her courage has inspired millions and continues to inspire us. Lily, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, Miss Lily, I want to fast forward to 1998 after you had been rewarded in 96 top performance awards. But, you know, and we're telling the story relatively quickly because we don't have a lot of time, but the hellish nightmare that you went through to get to 2009 is just, it's almost incredulous. That's how hard the story is to read and to hear. But in 1998, let's talk about what happened when you got that infamous note that we now know in your mailbox at Goodyear.
I got that note and I saw those four names. We each, the three white males and me, we had the same job. And I saw those four salaries, and I could not believe it. Between my salary and those three, there was 40% difference because the highest paid mm-hmm. one was, base pay was $59,000 plus per month, and the other two was $59,000 and $58,000, mm-hmm. and mine was $44,000.
And so for
that's
people,
just the base pay. See, we got overtime too.
Right.
I'm in high and double and triple. And that was the first thought that went through my mind, how much money I had lost in my overtime and the difference in my pay and theirs.
And so for people who don't know this story, you got a letter, a little note in your mailbox. It was put there anonymously by someone that gave a list of what you were making, but then what your male counterparts were making as well. And so when you get that note and you look at it and you really calculate what has happened here, what's your thought at that moment?
Well, the first thought I had was my overtime. And then the next thought was, this also affects my retirement, my contributory retirement, my 401k, and my Social Security. I thought about letting it go because I was, at that time, I was 2 years away from retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that once I started, I'm not a quitter. I would not quit, and I would be in it for at least 8 years. And these cases are extremely hard on individuals, and it's hard on their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it would be costly, but it was. It goes back to that Southern bringing up mm-hmm. that I had. This was not right. This was not the law. I had been cheated, and my family had, and we had had some rough years trying mm-hmm. to figure out how the mortgage would be paid and put food on the table, make car payment, pay the dentist bill, mm-hmm. and college tuition.
And so now you get the note, and you take it home to your husband, Charles, and you just lay it out on the table, and you say, look at this. Now, when you guys really, really sit down together and you think of the magnitude of what has happened to you over all these years, what is that conversation like about what you guys will do next?
It was short. I told him, I said, I must file a charge with the Equal Employment Commission unless you object. And I can tell you, if I start, we will be mm-hmm. in this 8 years. He
wow.
said, what time do you want to leave?
Charles was Lily's husband, and he was just really amazing through all of this. And so then you guys get in the car, and you go down to, is it Birmingham?
Birmingham, 75 miles from where we live.
And then you tell your story to the lady there, and talk about what happens next.
They did an investigation, and about 9 months, the investigator called. He said, you've got one of the best cases we've ever seen, but we're short-handed and we're backlogged. You probably would get to federal court faster with your own attorney. And I found a young attorney with a large firm in Birmingham, Alabama, John Goldfarb. He,
mm-hmm.
I presented what I had to him. He took my case. The book says pro bono, but it was basically a contingent
mm-hmm.
basis, which
mm-hmm.
is the same thing.
Right.
His firm, had we won and got the money, he would have gotten 50%, they would have, of
wow.
what I got.
Mm-hmm.
But at that point, once I got that note, from that time I saw those numbers and all of those thoughts from years past
mm-hmm.
came rushing through my mind, it was not about the money. It was about what is right and what is the law.
Mm-hmm.
Is this right or is it wrong? It was right. And I believe that if anything is right, it will come true to be taken care of one way or another.
Absolutely. And then so the fight is on. It begins. And there's no easy fight because now Goodyear feels like, you know, somehow you're not justified. You shouldn't be justified in filing this lawsuit against them.
That's right. They said I was a poor performer, but it's like one of the female senators from California during the federal hearing and before the Senate. She said, why did they keep her for 20 years?
Right.
She said, when I ran a business, I had a poor performer. I got rid of them. And she said, I suspect they would do too. And then they said they wished I had come to them first.
Hmm.
I did. My boss told me that I was listening to too much BS
mm-hmm.
from the men.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no other place to go. The only place I had to go was the federal government Equal Employment Commission, and they heard my case, the interviewer, the investigator, and we got to federal court. A federal jury of my peers
mm-hmm.
in my home county heard my case in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
We did not get to federal court until 5 years later. And when the jury came back on Friday afternoon, the foreman said, we find in the plaintiff's favor $3.8 million.
Mm.
I couldn't believe it. But a white woman can only get, there's a cap for me, I could only get $300,000.
Wow.
And back pay, an individual can only get, anybody, 2 years back pay. Our opponents to the Ledbetter bill said, oh, women might work 30 years and use this like a savings
mm-hmm.
plan. Why would you? Because you need the money when you're working. You don't need it years down the road. And this is a not a sure thing, and there's not any big money in a case like this. Read the papers, read the reports, mm-hmm. look at the statistics. There's not big money in a case like this, not even if you get a settlement. And I spent money out of our savings. I stayed in this and worked it for 9 years. Mm-hmm. It actually took me 9 years to get my final verdict. And by the time I got to the Supreme Court in November of 06, my husband 2 weeks earlier had had the left side of his face removed mm-hmm. and skin off his right leg grafted there because of cancer. And that was his third cancer. And then when I got back to Alabama, he had to have 34 radiation and chemo treatments, which later caused strokes, and then he eventually died in December of 08. He never lived to see the bill be passed, but he knew it would.
Wow. Miss Lily, with all that said, and I would encourage especially every woman to read the book, because as I said to you during the break, as I sat and pondered on the book and all that you went through, and losing Charles, and even your own health suffering through the process. When we come back from break, I want you to talk about what's the biggest lesson that you've learned through this journey. Let's take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Are heating up at Dillard's Cosmetics Department. Saturday, June 30th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's the first annual summer heat event. If you have skin that needs to be refreshed and revitalized, you need great new color, perfect foundation matches, cool off with fun games, giveaways, a live DJ, plus so much more. To reserve your gift, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Cosmetics Department in the Alexandria Mall. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, There are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubero and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubero and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubero and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
What you want is something delicious. What you need is a wholesome start. What you deserve is a balance of both. Introducing new blueberry banana nut oatmeal from McDonald's. Made to order with crunchy premium walnuts. A tasty hint of real banana. Two servings of whole grain oats. Loaded with fresh, juicy blueberries. It's the perfect balance you deserve. Just one of many delicious, wholesome breakfast choices under 300 calories at McDonald's. The simple joy of a balanced morning at participating McDonald's for a limited time only.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
I just want to say, Bishop, as we were reading the book, I believe that it is a book that every person in America should read, because so many of us are holding on to things. And one of the things that you talked about in the book is the idea of unforgiveness really being generational.
That, to me, was the most powerful part of the book, because it deals with where did you get your mechanisms, where did you learn your coping skills for conflict resolution. We don't take a course in school. We don't come here being unforgiving. Children are forgiving. 3-year-olds, you know, you can chastise them and they'll hug you in a minute right after the chastisement is over. A 10-year-old will get into a fight with the kid down the street and the parents will be angry and the kid wants to go play with. So we didn't come here with unforgiveness. We learn it in the environment that spawned us, our community, our family, how they process pain and deal with conflict, subtly teaches us that this is the way you do it. Mothers who hung up the phone and talked about people after they got off the phone, angry single mothers who are angry at the father and won't speak to them, they teach us this is how you deal with pain, this is how you process it. So by the time you get grown, you've got a DNA that's etched into the culture and the fabric of your family code as to how you process. And so when you turn that against another family member and he won't talk and the other brother won't talk to each other, then we never get resolution. Whether your family's mechanism was silent, sometimes we get angry and we don't talk, or whether it was talking, we get angry and we over-talk. We just nag about it and nag about it. We learn those behaviors. Mm-hmm. We don't come here like that. And if you can learn it, you can unlearn it. I think that's the most powerful part of the book.
I thought it was powerful, too, but even more powerful than that, Bishop, when we talk about possibility, you spoke loudly and very clearly to me in the book about possibility and the way that your life changed because of unforgiveness. And as I was meditating on the book and many of the things that you said, I said to myself that Bishop Jakes is one of those people that we see in Ephesians, that we read about, that you have had what the Bible says, or what we see on the outside, you have been able to attain what is exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. What does that feel like?
Well, as I talked about in the book, much of the things that happened in my career, my opportunities were born out of offenses. Had I not managed the offense appropriately, I would have lost the opportunity. Many, many times people can't see the bigger picture. My mother would say they throw out the baby with the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw out the part that's dirty, but keep the main thing the main thing. And I've learned through the opportunities that have been extended to me because I've had an opportunity to interact with some of the greatest CEOs and mm-hmm. actors and entertainers and preachers and presidents and world leaders across the country that really big people, I call them eagles, don't think like chickens. They don't have their head down, eating off the ground. They see the long distance benefit of maybe this person will not work in the slot that I had them, but that doesn't make them worthless. And seeing every offense as an opportunity changed my life and changed my ministry. And I learned from the people that I've interacted with that really big people can have a disagreement about the issue. They attack the issue without attacking the individual.
That's good. One more question, Bishop, before we got to let you go. You know, in the wake of Trayvon Martin and everything that is happening in America and all of the media coverage that we have seen and the sadness that we've all felt, what would you say to America at this moment and at this time?
Well, when it comes to the whole issue with Trayvon, I think that he is a symptom of a far bigger fever that is festering in the body of in the fabric of this country that we have not had the discussions that we need to have about racial profiling, about subtle ways that we have biases, about our judicial systems and some of the biases that have been inherent not only in Florida but across the country in our judicial systems. Stats will bear us out that African Americans and minorities are more likely to be prosecuted for the same crime than other people groups and what have you. These sorts of things, we know them, but we've not really dealt with them. And I would say to this nation that we need to really hold our elected officials who are paid by our taxes accountable to do their best job. I don't think that it is practical for us to expect America to rid itself of racism because no other country has done that. It's black and white and brown in America, but if you go to Czechoslovakia, they have their issues. If you go to Africa where everybody's black, they divide about tribes. Everybody, mm-hmm. Cain, kill Abel, it's going to be everywhere. What we don't allow and what we can't allow is for our judicial systems and for our elected officials and for those people who give us loans and those people who make decisions for those country, for our country to allow those biases to operate within the systems of leadership that lead over us. And I think that worse than the atrocities that happened to Trayvon is the way that it's been handled. My hope is now that the public light has been turned on this issue, that our country will live up to its highest and best ideals and make the changes that needs to be made. And I would say one other comment about this.
Sure.
Anytime any issue is tried in the media,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to get a clear perception of what really happened. It's going to change every day. Those of us who interact with the media and do interviews with the media understand that sometimes what you said versus what they reported,
right.
What you meant versus what got said are totally different. The media is not the best conduit to seek justice, but it is a great conduit to turn the light on the judicial system where we can look at DNA and we can look at real hard mm-hmm. evidence and find out what really happened. We don't know what happened. None of us know exactly what happened, but what we do know is that we want fair and just treatment, and wherever that takes us, we'll accept that. We did not want this case to be ignored, nor any case where anybody has been suspected of abusing or mistreating
right.
anybody's child.
Anybody's child.
That's right.
Anybody's child. Bishop, one other thing you've got a movie coming out, Woman Thou Art Loosed, on the 7th day in theaters, April 13th. How excited are you about that?
I'm extremely excited about it. I mean, when Blair Underwood and Pam Grier came together with Sharon mm-hmm. Leal and other actors to go into Louisiana, shot in New Orleans, a film mm-hmm. on the seventh day, it was just powerful to bring that kind of acting power. I was glad for AMC Theaters who have partnered with us, and you can go on AMC websites and find out where all Woman Art Loose on the Seventh Day is being played. But it's exciting for me. It's a great movie. It's a provocative movie, and it's a gritty movie. It's not Jumping the Broom. It's not a comedy. It's a thriller. And in the movie, we talk about the abduction of a child mm-hmm. in this family. And when this child is abducted, all the family secrets come out. And it's a real issue to see how the family comes back together again. But one of the reasons we took on this tough topic is that, again, African-American children are abducted in this country
Absolutely.
At amazing, alarming rates. They don't always get the Amber Alerts. Mm-hmm. They don't always make it to the Nancy Graces and the mm-hmm. CNNs of the world. And their voices are unheard because their parents don't have the resources or the affluence to be taken as seriously as other people do. And so I wanted to begin to discuss this because I've fathered five children. I can't imagine what it would be like to have woke up one day and one of my kids be taken away and not have the voice to really get out there and be heard. And so I'm hoping that people will enjoy the movie, but I also hope that they will also walk away and understand that we have to shine the light on our cases, whether through social media or whatever, to get people to take notice that we love our children too.
Absolutely. The book is called Let It Go. Forgive so you could be forgiven. Bishop, where can we get the book?
You can get it anywhere. Barnes & Noble is featuring it, so any Barnes & Noble should have it. Walmart has it. Target has it. Amazon.com, you can get it just about anywhere. Books are sold. Books a Million mm-hmm. Carries the book as well. If they happen to be out of it, they can order it for you and get it very, very quickly. Let It Go is just transcending all barriers. You don't necessarily have to go to a Christian bookstore to find it.
Absolutely. Bishop, we want to thank you, first of all. We know you have been on an amazing tour with this book, and you are working harder than any of us could ever, ever imagine. But
you must follow me on Twitter. Anybody else can, at Bishop Jakes. But, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize how much work goes into it. They just see you, and they don't think mm-hmm. you do anything all day but golf and fish or something. But it is pretty aggressive schedule.
But you know what? We well understand. We can't really fathom what that feels like, but we understand the magnitude of your schedule. And we are, as I said at the top of the show, we are more than honored that you have taken the time. And most importantly, Bishop Jakes, we want you to come back to the OPT mm-hmm. Network anytime.
I would love to do that. It's been a joy to talk with you and to meet your husband as well. And to all of your viewers that are listening out there, really, I'd love for you to get the book. But even if you don't, do something nice for somebody that you might have thought didn't deserve it. It's about you and about your character and growing as a person. Whatever you're holding in your heart, let it go. You'll mm-hmm. be healthier, you'll be happier, and you'll have the energy you need to face what's before you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Bishop, thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God bless you both. Have
God
a great
bless
day.
You as well. There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, night, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carol Kinder, a financial advisor with Pathway Advisors. I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Jean Williams of Williams Tax and Financial Services, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tarnisha Brady Williams, Division Director of the March of Dimes, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Carrie Broussard, Program Manager for Policy and Advocacy at Tobacco Free Living, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Tiffany Nicole Sanders, Attorney at Law, and I listen to On Point Talk with the phenomenal Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director at the YWCA, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Pat Smith, Women's Veteran Program Manager at the Alexandria VA, and I listen to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth Casino, owner of Run Wild, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Johnny Marks, president of McDonald's Pineville, and I am proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.onpointcxmas.com and listen live. Thank you for listening.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.